glad that we were able to get back together again this month after the weather kind of precluded us from doing it last month. I just want to read to you from Psalm 61 and say a few things about it. It's a psalm that I don't want to say speaks to me, because all of the Bible is God's word to me, but it's a psalm that here lately has just been resonating with me, I guess I should say. And I just want to read it to you and just talk a little bit about it. Psalm 61, it's the subtitle for the choir director on a stringed instrument, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Selah. For you have heard my vows, O God. For you have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life. His years will be as many generations. He will abide before God forever, appoint loving kindness and truth that they may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may pay my vows day by day. This is a psalm of David. Judging by what's written in it, we can discern that he wrote it while he was the king of Israel. And that is instructive for us, because while when people look to the history of Israel, David is usually thought of as its greatest king. And the time of his reign is usually viewed as a kind of golden era. You could kind of sandwich Solomon in there with David as a kind of a golden era for the nation of Israel. And while that is the case, the truth is also that while David was a good king, his reign was filled with turbulent times. The reign of King David was not heaven on earth for the people of Israel or for David himself, no matter how Israel might have viewed it looking backward. David had plenty of hard times before he became king, but when he did become king, there came many more trials and tribulations, and some of them were of his own doing, that forced him to trust God more than he ever had. Listen to the first words of this psalm again. Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. Crying out for help from anyone, much less God, is not the first thing that probably comes into our minds when we think of a king, any king. But that's what David was doing here. Some situation had arisen in his life where he had realized that he was helpless. And he was totally dependent upon God. And so he cried out to him. I wish more of our leaders would cry out to God and realize how helpless they are without him. But here was David crying and implying a desperation in his prayer. How bad was it for David? He says, from the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. The thought here being that he felt so hopeless that it was as if he was about to fall off the face of the earth. Just desperation, hopelessness in human terms. Rather than being strong and courageous, as we've seen David at other points of his life, such as when he slew Goliath, here his heart is faint. It's as if barely beating, barely hanging on. And so what is the remedy for that condition? You and I have faced that condition. You may be in a situation like David was in there right now. And what's the remedy for that? David tells us, it is an acknowledgement that God is his salvation and that God will lead him out of trouble. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, David says. In my translation, the word rock is not capitalized, but I'm thinking it probably should be. Because David, the rock he has in mind is not made of granite. It's not made of any other man-made substance. It is God himself. It is Yahweh. The one David writes about in another psalm. O Yahweh, Psalm 19, my rock and my redeemer. As far as Israel was concerned, there was no one higher than King David, except for Yahweh, David's rock. And so David calls upon God to pretty much lead him to himself. God, lead me to you. And this is confirmed in verse 3 where he adds, for you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. It is God that David had relied on in the past. When he was pursued by Saul, for example, Saul wanted to take his life. David relied on God through all of that. And now he has to seek refuge in God again. The tower of strength against his enemy. God had always been stronger for David than anything he ever faced. So let me dwell in your tent forever, David says. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. There's two images of protection there. A tent obviously would protect him from the elements, from those things on the outside that could harm him. And then the shelter of a bird's wing, protecting its chicks from all kinds of dangers, like a predator, for instance. And this implies that David realizes he's helpless. He realizes even though he is the king of Israel, he's still utterly dependent upon God, his king. And David could do this in the midst of his trial because his life had been marked by faithfulness of God to him. And also of his own faithfulness to God. And he knew that God knew that. For you have heard my vows, O God, he says. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. God made David promises. David had vowed to trust and obey God. David knew that regardless of what happened to him in this life, he had an inheritance waiting for him. We get so focused on the here and now. But here we see David focused on the future, even though he's reached the pinnacle. He's the king of Israel. But he was looking for that inheritance that Peter, 1,000 years later, is going to say is imperishable and is undefiled and will never fade away. Regarding God's promises in verse 6, David has confidence that God, you will prolong the king's life. His years will be as many generations. Which is interesting because David knew he wasn't going to live forever. So he's not talking about his own life here. You will prolong the king's life. He's talking about the greater promise of God, the covenant God made with him, that one of his descendants would reign on his throne forever. And that, of course, is Jesus Christ. David's hope is not merely on God as his refuge in the past. And it's not merely on God as his refuge in that moment. But he's looking forward to God being his refuge in the future through this King Messiah who would come from his own loins. And so in this sense, this psalm is applicable to everyone in this room today who trust in God and his provision of Jesus Christ as our Messiah. This is for us this afternoon if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. David requests that God appoint loving kindness and truth that they may preserve him. Just as John would later write that grace and truth are revealed through Jesus, so too do grace, the loving kindness of God, and the truth, they are what preserve us as believers. David would confidently seek God as his refuge because even though he's going through all these trials, he knew God was never less than the truth. God is never less than completely trustworthy. God is never less than one who is abundant in loving kindness, abundant in saving grace, abundant in mercy. And it'll never be taken away from he who receives this from God. And so even though he's going through some trial that has him falling off the face of the earth, David says, so I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may pay my vows day by day. In other words, on the basis of the love and faithfulness of God, on the basis of who God is, David will always praise him and pay his vows to him that live faithfully for him day by day. And the application for us this afternoon is that when things seem overwhelming to us, and that's often the case because we live in a fallen world that gets harder and harder for the true disciples of Jesus Christ to live out their faith with obedience. When things seem overwhelming to us, when we get that diagnosis we don't want, when we get that bad news from a family member, when others seem out to get us, like David was familiar with, we can remember that God is always faithful. And that God is always true. And that God loves His children. So we can and must always seek refuge in Him. I ask you today, if you profess faith in God through His Son, or do you do more than that? Do you just profess faith, or do you actually cry out to Him? Do you realize how inadequate you are to handle your life? Do you realize how utterly desperate you are, and I am, and we all are? Do you seek refuge in Him? Do you cry out to God? Do you not just pray, but cry out to God in prayer? This is my challenge and my encouragement to you today, friends. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter how bad it seems, and I should say no matter how good it seems in the moment, it will be worse for eternity without Christ. But God will see you through the best and the worst of your trials and give you an inheritance of eternal life if you trust in Him. So, like David, may we seek refuge in Him. And may God hear our cry. Let's pray. Father, drive us to cry out to You. That is what is best for us. Make us realize how dependent we are upon You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.